This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Al, certainly an exciting weekend coming up as the Bills are gearing up to face the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know in the past few years it's been in Kansas City, but now it's going to be in Buffalo. Certainly there's a lot of excitement coming up for this game, isn't there?
There is. Number one, there's always excitement when the Bills play the Chiefs. And, you know, let's face it, we're the two best teams in the AFC. And a lot hinges on what's going to happen today. And it generates a lot of excitement, I'm sure, in Buffalo and here in Kansas City.
What is different about this week for you guys? I know that, you know, you're hosting Bills fans quite often for viewing parties, but, I mean, what is it about a Kansas City week, I guess, that makes it that much more special?
Well, normally when the Bills come here, I mean, we're packed with Bills fans. And, of course, that's not going to happen this week. And with the game on national television, it may limit the number of Bills fans that have to come to our place to watch the game. But with being that late afternoon game, we are going to sell a ton of chicken wings to go. I know that's coming. That's what always happens on late afternoon Chiefs games.
I'm sure of that. I know that the last time the Bills played in the regular season against the Chiefs in Buffalo, that happened to be during the COVID year, so things were a little different. I mean, do you think that this year may differ from last year's playoff game when the Chiefs were in Buffalo?
The fans here already think they're going to go 17-0, and they can be a little, obnoxious. So if the Bills lose, it's going to be a little hard on us here, but this is a different animal right now. It's hard to explain. I know we're down receivers and all that, and I don't know if we're going to be at our best, but we do have a habit of beating them in Buffalo. I just wish Denver hadn't missed that field goal last week.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Are you expecting this to be the biggest and busiest weekend in recent memory, especially for a Bills game at your business? I know that you said earlier that this is going to be the matchup of the two best teams in the NFL. So are you expecting this to be the busiest weekend in recent memory?
Yes. We're going to get our Bills fans, and we're going to get Chiefs fans, and we're going to do, oh, gosh, a lot of go chicken wing business, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy, crazy Sunday. All hands on deck, and it'll start. They'll be waiting outside the door 11 o'clock on Sunday morning to stake out their seats and their tables for a game that's like 4.5 hours later.
I know that this year's been a little different from years past. What has been the vibes of Bills fans in Kansas City this year, especially given the fact that, you know, they're 8-2 to start the season for the first time since 1993, and they're doing that despite not having some of the targets and some of the notable names they've had over the years?
Let's face it, we were all a little worried about the Bills, but I believe in the process. I'm 70 years old. I've been watching them since 1960. I always believe in the process. And this year, you know what? Losing Diggs didn't bother me. And losing Gabe Davis really didn't bother me. I was grateful when we got Keon Coleman. And I think we're in better shape right now offensively than we've been in years.
So what's the big prediction for you, Al? What do you think the Bills are going to be able to do on Sunday?
I'm going to tell you what. I think it's going to be a tight game. We're going to have to control the running game. because they got Pacheco coming back. I'm going to tell you what, and I'm doing this with my heart. Bills 27, Chiefs 24.
Very good. Anything else you want to add, Al, that we haven't discussed?
Go Bills.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.